The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 1st of June, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist Colleen McCullough, born in Wellington, Australia, 1937, to a rural, working-class family, wandered around Australia, finally settled in Sydney when the girl was 12. She wanted to be a doctor, but couldn't go to medical school because she had a skin condition. She went into neurophysiology instead, got a job at a hospital in London, met an American professor who was impressed with her ability, invited her to manage his laboratory back at Yale. She did all kinds of work in the laboratory, but because she was a woman, she was paid about half as much as her co-workers. So to make a little extra money, she decided to write a novel. Her first one was published in 1974, and then The Thornbirds in 1977, an epic about an Australian family across three generations. It was an international bestseller, and Colleen McCullough quit her job and devoted all of her time to writing. It's the birthday of the poet John Masefield, born in Ledbury, England, 1878. Left home at the age of 13 to work on a merchant navy ship. Settled in New York City after that. Worked in a carpet factory. Read a lot of books. Fell in love with the poetry of W.B. Yeats. And became a poet himself. His most famous poem, Sea Fever. I must down to the seas again, to the lonely sea in the sky. And all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by. And it's the birthday of Brigham Young, born in Whittingham, Vermont, 1801, grew up in a strict religious home in upstate New York, read the Bible every day, got married when he was 23. He and his wife joined the Methodist Church. A few years later, Samuel Smith, the brother of Joseph Smith, came through the town and distributed copies of the Book of Mormon, and Brigham Young read it, and 2 years later he was baptized as a Latter-day Saint. Brigham Young became a Mormon missionary, traveled all over the country and in Canada, England, winning converts. And when Joseph Smith was killed in 1844, Brigham Young was made the president of the Mormon Church, and 2 years later led the group on its pilgrimage to the West, to Salt Lake City, Utah. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, entitled The Best Slow Dancer. Under the sagging clotheslines of crepe paper, by the second string of teachers and wallflowers, in the school gym, across the quay, through the glitter of mirrored light, 3-second rule forever suspended, you danced with her, the best slow dancer, who stood on tiptoe, who almost wasn't there, in your arms, like music she knew just how to answer, the question mark of your spine, your hand in hers, the other touching that place between her shoulders, trembling, your countless feet, light-footed, sure to move as they wished, wherever you might stagger. Without her, she turned in time. She knew where you were in time. She turned her body into yours as you moved from thigh to secrets to breast, yet never where you would be for all time, never closer than your cheek against her temple, her ear just under your lips that tried all evening long to tell her you weren't the worst one, not the boy whose mother had taught him to count, to murmur over and over, one slide, two slide, three slide, now. No longer the one in the hallway after class, the scuffler, the double clubfoot gawker, the mouth breather with the wrong haircut, who would never kiss her, but see her dancing off with someone or other, older, more clever, smoother, dreamier, not waving, a sister, somebody else's partner, lover, while you went floating home through the air to lie down, lighter than air, in a moonlit shimmer, alone, to whisper yourself to sleep, remember. A poem by David Wagner, The Best Slow Dancer, from his collection Traveling Light, published by University of Illinois Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.